Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Welcome to the AA podcast for February 2019. As it's February, the days are getting noticeably longer. At the beginning of the month, the sun will be 17 degrees below the celestial equator. It will rise around 7:40 a.m. and will set around 5 p.m., giving a day length of roughly 9 hours and 20 minutes. At the end of the month, the sun will have climbed to be only 8 degrees below the celestial equator, giving a day length of roughly 11 hours. The moon will be new on the 4th of February, reaching first quarter on the 12th. It will be full on February the 19th and will reach last quarter on the 26th. On the night of the 13th and 14th of February, the moon passes across the open cluster, the Hyades in the constellation of Taurus. Over a period of about 6 hours, the moon will pass slowly across the northern part of the cluster. This event can be viewed through a pair of binoculars. At about 23:15, the moon will pass in front of the magnitude plus 5.6 star 63 Tauri. The star will be obscured for about 25 minutes. Mercury reaches its greatest eastern elongation of 18 degrees on February the 27th, giving it its best evening show of this year. It will be seen among the stars of Pisces shortly after sunset. It is predicted to shine at a magnitude in the order of minus 1.14. Mercury passes through superior conjunction with the Sun on January the 30th when it is out of view. It moves rapidly away from the sun to appear in the evening sky around the middle of the month. On February the 15th, it will be about 5 degrees above the horizon just after the sun has set. The planet will be in the south-southwest. Over the next week and a half, it will gradually climb higher in the sky, reaching a peak a little over 10 degrees on February the 27th. If observed through a telescope at this time, it will show a half disk reminiscent of the moon at first quarter. Remember not to use telescopes or binoculars to search for planets until you are sure that the sun is below the horizon. Venus is moving back towards the sun and can be found in the pre-dawn sky low in the southeast, where it can be found shining at magnitude minus 4.2 among the stars of Sagittarius. Just before dawn on February the 28th, the planets Venus, Saturn and Jupiter will form a line along the southeast horizon, with the crescent moon joining in between Saturn and Jupiter. Mars and Uranus will pass close to each other on the night of 12th and the 13th of February. The planets will be near the border between Aries and Pisces. At 8 p.m. on the night of the 13th, Mars will be 1.1 degrees north of Uranus. During the course of the month, the constellations of Taurus and Uranus will gradually make way for Gemini, Cancer and Leo. There are some stunning open clusters on view, and I have chosen a few of these as targets for you to find. I have included their celestial coordinates to help you in your search. The first of these is to be found to the left of Orion, about one third of the way between Betelgeuse and Procyon. It has the NGC number 2244, but is also C50 in Patrick Moore's Caldwell Object Catalogue. Its coordinates are right ascension 6 hours 32 minutes 24 seconds, declination plus 42 degrees 52 minutes. This is a very young open cluster at the heart of the Rosetta Nebula, another Caldwell object, C49. It is around 5,000 light years from us. The cluster is visible in binoculars, but the nebula requires a much larger instrument. It is, however, a favourite imaging target for those who have the necessary skills and equipment. North of C50, in the constellation of Gemini, is a Messier cluster, M35. This has an integrated magnitude of +5.1 and is just visible to the naked eye from a dark site. It is best viewed in binoculars or a wide field telescope, as it occupies an area close to the size of the full moon in which it is closely packed with stars. The cluster contains at least 400 stars. It is over 3,500 light years from us and is estimated to be 175 million years old. As an extra treat, it has a second cluster, NGC 2158, a little to the right and below M35. The coordinates for M35 are right ascension 6 hours 9 minutes, declination plus 24 degrees 21 minutes. To the left of Gemini is the fainter constellation of Cancer, which contains the famous Beehive cluster M44. It is another cluster bright enough to be seen with the naked eye. Binoculars will show it to have a cluster of about 50 stars, the Bees, sitting at the centre of an asterism of four stars, which could be construed as representing the Hive. M44 is 6 to 7 million years old and shines with an integrated magnitude of +3.1. It is to be found at right ascension 8 hours 40 minutes and 24 seconds, declination +19 degrees 40 minutes, and is estimated to be 600 light years from us. A little south of M44 is another cluster, M67, to be found at right ascension 8 hours 51 minutes 18 seconds, declination +11 degrees 48 minutes. It has an integrated magnitude of +6.9, so it is too faint to be seen with the naked eye. At a distance of 3,000 light years from us, it is much further away than M44 and is also much older. Some estimates have suggested that it is 5 billion years old. I do hope you enjoy seeking out these splendid clusters. Speak to you next month.